this weekend, this is all about the amateur athlete, the athlete that doesn't have the 40, 50 hours to train in triathlon.
And all of these are broken into age groups, is that right?
One of the things that we did many years ago, probably in the first year of our existence back in the early 80s, was to create what we call five-year age group increments. So everybody will place within a five-year age group from 20 to 24 all the way through 85 to 89. We have 17 to 19-year-olds also competing this event, but it's not a five-year age group. It's a little bit shorter age group.
Milwaukee is the center of your universe for this weekend. How many athletes will be here and other support people and what have you? And how is it that Milwaukee was chosen?
4,300 athletes covering all 50 states are going to be here. Economic impact anywhere from 8 to 9 million on the Milwaukee community. The process that USA Triathlon has structured to make decisions on where the event should go is really based on, number one, someone reaching out to us or us reaching out to a city that we believe would be a good venue and asking for them to complete a bid packet. We had 8 cities that submitted a bid packet. Milwaukee happened to be one of them. We're happy to be here for 2 years, and we'll make it bigger and better next year.
Are you definitely coming back next year? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we established 2-year contracts with all the bids, and we do that for a reason. The first year really is to kind of get everybody broken in, understanding how we operate, how the event works, and then we ramp it up even more for the second year, add a few more benefits to the athletes, a few more opportunities for them to maybe do some different things. So yes, we will definitely be back in this beautiful city next year as well for the same event.
Now, briefly, there's swimming, cycling, and running. Those are the three parts of the triathletic competition. Where is the swimming taking place and the running and the cycling?
Well, it's about a mile swim, about a 25-mile bike, and it's about a 10K run. We're going to be down off the waterfront, right off Summerfest grounds, Discovery World, Lakeshore State Parks. That's where the swim's going to be, inside the break wall of Lake Michigan, which will be a very protected area. About a mile swim for the Olympic distance and about a half-mile swim for the sprint distance. We'll come out, we'll transition just off Discovery World. We'll get on our bikes. We'll go down Lincoln Memorial Drive, almost to Lake Drive, come back the opposite direction onto I-794, and then turn around at East College Avenue and just work our way back. The run is going to be on the trail, Oakley Trail, which pretty much borders Lake Michigan. And then we come back, we end up on Lincoln Memorial Drive for the actual finish. And then we'll be in Discovery World for all the major activities. It's a beautiful part of the city, we believe. And those people coming from the outside, we think will fall in love with Milwaukee. They'll perhaps come back at other times, spend their money, and bring their families if they didn't bring their family on this particular trip.
It sounds like a very exciting weekend. Tim, thanks for the background and what folks can look forward to.
Oh, we hope there are a lot of people in Milwaukee that come out and just watch, even if they have no idea what a triathlon is.